Hello and welcome to Patrolling the Channel, a searchsecuritychannel.com podcast. I wanted to first quickly introduce myself. My name is Billy Hurley, and I'm the new site editor for searchsecuritychannel.com. I'm looking forward to hearing from you folks, and I hope that we can find ways to help you help your customers in 2010. Now, today on Patrolling the Channel, we have Kent Knudsen, Information Systems Security Manager at K2Share, a provider in information technology-based business solutions. Hi, Kent. How are you?
Hey, Billy. Doing great.
Kent, we had you on the podcast at the beginning of 2009, where we were looking at diminishing security budgets and companies needing to find greater efficiencies. How did the Security Channel fare last year in overcoming the recession?
I think a lot of the companies are focusing, you know, there is some belt tightening going on, definitely, but it's interesting, the research that I'm seeing out there, and certainly with the customers we work with, that there are actually moves to increase spending in 2010 versus 2009. So I don't know if they are taking that money from somewhere else in their budgets and focusing in their IT area. One of the things that's driving this, of course, is all of this compliance. You know, that's we've got to be compliant, so we're going to put money on this. We're going to increase our security posture for our infrastructure, because if they don't, there are stiff penalties to be paid in courts and whatnot. So it's an area that's being focused on because of a lot of the regulation. And we got FISMA is being rewritten. That law is coming out, the FISMA 2.0. And so these things are driving, I think, a lot of the spending decisions that are being made at the Security Channel.
Now, when you say that spending has increased, what do you find that organizations are willing to spend their money on?
Well, there's a lot of moves to consolidate data centers, or to take, for example, their servers and go to virtualization and reduce their footprint. It saves money from electrical load as well as heating and cooling costs. So there's a lot of move that way. You're also seeing automation is a big thing that they're pushing for. If you can get, they want their systems, they know they've got to meet these requirements for, like, let's say, monitoring for security reasons. Well, if you can automate that rather than paying, you know, people to do that, you can save money there. So you'll see moves in the areas of both shrinking the footprint in the data centers, and then as well as automation in the area of monitoring.
I remember last year's podcast, too, you had mentioned virtualized data centers. And you also mentioned software as a service and possibly the convergence of physical and logical security as trends that will thrive in a down economy. Did this play out like you thought?
Two of those areas did. The convergence, I feel like, hasn't quite gotten traction. It's one of those areas that I think, just as in other areas where you're seeing, you know, shrinking down and converging, like with virtualization, it's a similar concept. When you can combine your physical security and your access management into one solution, that's what's going to drive that. So far, that hasn't really seemed to catch traction. It's still kind of a pipe dream at this point. The SaaS is definitely, there's even, you know, reports out there now that, for example, the Bosley Medical Institute is reporting that they save 20 to 30% in maintenance fees per year by retiring five of their core applications. So there's definitely savings to be had there. It's just a question of the adoption by, you know, the industries to move towards these technologies. And then, again, virtualization is booming. I think that's one of the areas that's just hot right now, and especially with cloud computing on the horizon, that's there's, you know, no doubt it's driving this stuff.
You mentioned last year that you were kind of keeping an eye on the cloud, but you were hesitant about adoption because of security issues. Is that still the case?
That is still the case. It's not a mature. It's mature from the sense of what it provides, but in the area of security, it's not mature. Microsoft has released a white paper that's saying that, you know, they have a solution for securing the cloud. It remains to be seen if that will be adopted by the federal spaces. Any of the regulatory environments are having a real time, tough time being convinced that their data is going to be secure. When, you know, their data passes through the cloud, it's being shared with, being mixed, if you will, with other data from other systems that are private or public. And so there's a real concern about how do you maintain, you know, the privacy of the data that's in there, as well as the confidentiality of the data. And I think it's going to take encryption solutions to do that. And again, that's it's an area where the R&D is still, you know, being cranked out.
What do you see as new emerging revenue opportunities for this year, maybe for technologies that we haven't really touched on, or maybe services?
Sure. I think that identity and access management will continue to be an area that you'll see improvement, as well as new products coming out, and areas that are, it's becoming, in our regulatory society, it's a need. You have to have it. You have to have it for accountability. You have to have it to meet all of the, you know, regulations. So that's an area that combining both identity and access management is going to be a key driver. Again, encryption, it's such a vital need. You know, like PCI transactions, you know, they're saying now that they're going to require full encryption for any kind of PCI transactions because, you know, there's been so many problems with credit card skimming and people, you know, putting keypads on the ATMs that people can steal your PIN numbers and whatnot. So they're looking for ways to try to secure that PCI transaction all the way from the card to the bank and back. And so cloud computing, again, I think securing the cloud computing effort is going to require encryption. The data's got to be encrypted, and that's the only way you can ensure that your data is safe while it's in the cloud.
How can solution providers help organizations overcome encryption challenges? I'm thinking specifically about cost and key management.
Well, finding a solution that will pretty much take care of the you know, the PKI, the keys, that's been one of the toughest things. Historically, if you implement some kind of encryption, somebody has to issue keys and revoke keys and things of that, and then that can be very time-consuming. So when somebody comes up with a solution that's going to automate some of that or allow you to, you know, accomplish those things in a much more streamlined fashion, that's the solution that's going to be adopted, because you don't have to have dedicated people sitting there issuing certificates and revoking certificates.
Yeah, is there anything you want to add about maybe the outlook for 2010 and any more technologies as far as how they enable customers to do more with less?
Again, the automation is going to be the key there. There's so many regulations that it's overwhelming to meet them. You know, if you can imagine, you can secure a system, you know, you can harden it, you can patch it, you can go through all the rigmarole to make sure that your systems are hardened, and then at the rate that vulnerabilities are being discovered, and that whole race to keep your systems in compliance, not only from security settings but also from patching. You know, people are kind of, sysadmins in particular, are kind of throwing their hands in the air saying, you know, hey, I've got 200 servers here. How am I supposed to keep them all up to speed? So solutions that can allow a sysadmin to manage that, you know, a large number of servers, keeping them patched on time, especially with zero-day vulnerabilities, is going to be, you know, the kind of time savers, the automation that can come along with not only vulnerability scanning, but also looking at, you know, just how do you know if your security baseline is being modified or changes? You know, these servers are dynamic environments. There's changes being made to systems all the time as far as the applications are running. And so sometimes you can make a change to a system like a web application, and you can actually introduce a vulnerability if you don't have good quality control and good security built in through the life cycle. And that's what we're seeing now. There's a real move to make sure that the security development life cycle includes security. You can't. It's no longer good enough just to make sure that the system works as you designed it, but it has to work securely. And so I think that is creating another layer in that whole SDLC that is creating opportunities to make sure that our systems are operating securely.
Great, Kent. Nice talking to you again.
Thank you, Bill. Billy, I really enjoyed it.
For more expert advice on how to add value to your existing products or how to sell your services and products, make sure to check out our many tips and articles at searchsecuritychannel.com. Make sure to email me and introduce yourself at editor@searchsecuritychannel.com. I'm honestly interested in knowing what your challenges are, so I will see you next month on Patrolling the Channel.